T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to Overnight America. Oof. Ow. Oof. Ugh. You guys know that's every guy knows that sound. Ugh. You know what that sound is? That's the I gotta get up. I gotta get up. That's how I felt this weekend. Now I know why my dad makes that noise every time he gets up.
And now another moment of that. Ryan Recker getting old.
Hold on. Hold on. Give me a second. So I spent Friday up in the attic trying to roll this insulation out. And everyone asked me, why don't you just blow in the insulation? No, I prefer to roll it. I like it better. So I get a bunch of insulation, I purchase it, I move it up to the attic, and I have it's almost like a flat roof. There's not much pitch to this thing. So you're crawling around. It's almost like crawling underneath the dinner table, the way that the path is. In any deviation to it, you're either hitting your head on a wood stud or you're poking it into a nail that's coming through the roof. So you got to be really careful. And I moved all of the insulation bundles up into the attic, and I had them all up there ready to go, thinking that was going to be a big help, which it really was. The in-laws come in, so the father-in-law and I go up there, and we start to do this. And I realize a few things real quickly. One, I'm not that young anymore. I am getting old indeed. But two, he's older than I am. So as the hours go by, his production drops. It goes from, hey, everything's good, 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 to a little slower, he's a little slower, to the point where it got towards the end, and I said, hey, we don't have enough space. How about you just let me finish this up, and I think we got enough. I think we did enough here, and I think I can do the rest on my own, which I could. It was the hard part was getting the very ends of the walls. Like, if you had to push it all the way back, and since it's such a low pitch, you're basically... We had these like wood boards we would move around to try to support our body weight, and we'd lay down on our bellies with broom handles to get these pieces of insulation in place. And there we are, snaking the stuff to the end, finally getting it and working our way to the middle of the house, which was a lot easier to unroll. And it took us about 6 hours total. 6 hours. What happens after that? We get out of the attic, and I didn't want to do anything else for the entire weekend, but I knew there'd be some more things we have to do, and I am still sore. Anything from the waist down is just, it feels like I'm black and blue. It feels like everything is bruised and hurt, and I can't imagine what he feels like because he's much older than me, about 30 years older. Yeah, he's got 30 years on me, I'll say. And there I am today, Sunday night. It's two full days after the fact that we ended. And it's everything that I remember about my dad growing up. Get up from the couch. Ugh. All right. Ugh. Okay, here we go. If I have to kneel down for something on the ground or I'm playing with the kid or whatever. Hold on. I gotta do this. Hold on. I gotta do this slow. Hold on. Can't kneel down. I couldn't kneel for anything without my knees throbbing. When you have a four-year-old who wants to play all the time, not always easy. You got to maneuver yourself. And there I am acting like I'm about 80 the way I'm moving around. I don't know how those NFL players were able to do it. I heard from, not personally, but I heard an interview with Jerome Bettis back when he was playing the bus. Dude would take a pounding. He was just built like a tank though. And he would just pound and grind and pound and grind. And then after game day, he said he was so bad he couldn't walk. He would essentially have to crawl, and he couldn't go up and down the stairs. His entire body was basically rejecting the torture it just received. And that's how I kind of felt the morning after, waking up, getting up. Every guy listening knows that sound. And every woman listening that has a guy that makes that sound just rolled their eyes and said, oh, you guys all sound alike. This is what my wife said, because I get the insulation. It's finally up in the attic, and things are great, and it's starting to cool down, and I say, oh, honey, I can already feel it. I can feel the house. It just feels so much more comfortable now that it's up there. I wake up in the morning. It's super cold Saturday morning. Wife mocks me, because I have to put a sweater on. You know, it's super cold outside, or was it this morning? Whatever it was, it's frost. You see frost on the roofs of the neighbors, and I have to put a sweater on. Luckily, the heat didn't have to kick in. She just said, oh, you need a sweater, huh? Why don't you roll yourself around with some insulation then? Mocking me. Then that's all I am. Just mocked while I feel like I just got punched a bunch of times by Mike Tyson. Might as well have hung me up like a punching bag and just gone at me. That's the way I feel right now, concentrating on the knees. But hey, good news, Mega Millions. Jackpot continues to climb. I don't buy a ticket, so I'm not in it, but my parents do. My parents said, hey, if we win, you guys will be really happy. Oh, thanks, Mom, Dad. Isn't that nice? Now, keep in mind, everyone would most likely give to their parents. But I told my mom and dad, I said, what would you do if you actually won? Would you go off the grid? Would I actually hear from you? They're like, we'd probably go away and not tell you where we are. Thanks, Mom. So I'm going to just assume you guys died? What am I supposed to do? Well, you're not supposed to tell anyone. I'm like, yeah, you can tell me. And I can hear the hesitation over the phone. I don't know. Can we tell you? So they just wanted me to presume they're dead. And then a couple of months later, come to the surface. No, they had it all planned out. They said, oh, we'll get a burner phone. And then as soon as we call you, we'll toss it. Oh, parents, I tell you, I think it's great. But in the end, it'll be what a joy it'll be to find they're not dead. And then them to tell me they'll be giving me millions of dollars, even better. Oh, hey, Scott, what's going on?
How you doing, sir?
Good.
Good morning. My problem is that I move around. I help my neighbor. He's an older man. He's 70 years old. He moves around. He's rebuilding the 69 Charger.
Hey, you told me about him.
I'm helping him. Yeah, and I've been moving around with fixing up the basement and doing a lot of stuff, you know, from my mom and stuff. And I'm moving around and stuff, and I feel that in my lower back sometimes. And I lay down, and I'm like, oh my goodness. But I keep it to myself. See, that's the thing. And I say, hey, 50, my mom's going to turn 70 pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my neighbor, you know, 70, he goes, ah, man, it really sucks to get old.
You don't make the groan? You don't do the, when you're getting up?
Well, I do, but I keep it to myself because I say, hey, I feel like I'm 30. You know, I always say that to myself.
Oh, you try to trick your head. You're tricking your own mind. Yeah, that's not going to work.
I'm tricking my own mind into thinking I'm still 30. That's what it is. I'll pick up the branches outside. I'll mow the grass, and I'm fine. I'll do all this stuff. But you know what? It does catch up with you, and it really kicks you in the butt. But the thing is that if as long as you still think you're 30, you go out there and you do it anyway.
Man, that's a problem. And, I'm in my 30s, and I feel like I'm in my 60s after doing something like that.
Okay, then wait till you get to your 50s. Okay.
Yeah, even worse.
That's what it is.
Yearning for the 30s, yeah.
Well, even when I was in my 30s, you know, after I got out of the Navy and stuff like that, you can feel it. You know you're getting old. It doesn't matter. You know, you're going to get old anyway, and there's nothing to stop it.
Uh-huh.
But your mind can help you out. If as long as you say in your mind, hey, I can still do this, I can still move around.
Yes.
I'm still a young guy. I'm not old. I'm not one of those guys in a walker at, like, Walmart moving around. I feel sorry for those people, and I go, my goodness, I can walk around. I'm fine. I can run still. I can fish. Yeah. I can do all this stuff. But.
Yeah. I totally agree.
I got to realize some days I get out of that bed and I know I'm almost 50.
Yeah, I get it. All right, Scott, thanks for sharing that.
All right, take care.
Oh, he knows. When you sit on the edge of the bed after you wake up saying, oh, I got to get up. Before, you used to be able to kick, kind of like Bruce Lee. Like, you'd be on your back, you kick your feet up, ugh, boom, like a martial artist in those movies, ready to face the world. Anymore, you're like, ugh, you put your feet down, you sit on the edge, you start thinking about it like, where am I? What's going on? How do I feel? And you're thinking about just pretty much life in general until you feel good enough to stand up about 2 minutes later. This is Overnight America, KMOX. There's a story that has been going around the internet about a woman who left a kid, a toddler, on a stranger's doorstep. Now speaking out, I want to play the phone call that she had with KTRK-TV in Houston, which will do that also this hour. You've heard this in the news with CBS at the top of the hour. When it comes to what is going to be defined as the term sex as opposed to gender under the Trump administration, we're going to get to that too and spend some time on that right after the weather here. But I wanted to bring this story up first. Anyone buying this? Is there one person that buys this woman is telling the truth? So she is facing child abandonment charges after she was seen on surveillance video leaving her two-year-old boy on a stranger's doorstep in the middle of the night in a suburb of Houston. She says it's all just a big misunderstanding.
It is 10 seconds of video that had the world asking why two-year-old Royal Simmons was caught on doorbell video being dropped off at a home in the Spring area by a family friend, Kira Woods. Turns out this was the wrong home, and the rapid drop-off shows Woods only waited with the child for 8 seconds on the front porch before running to her car.
Literally running back. So this is what happens. They have one of those electronic doorbells with the cameras on them. So when someone it detects motion or someone presses the button for the doorbell, it alerts the people with their cell phone, right? So there's an alert going on. And you can see the video. The woman runs up. She's holding the kid's arm, like, close to her chest range. So it's a two-year-old. So basically the kid is almost being dragged at night to this front door of a stranger. She comes running up, okay, hits the doorbell, ding, 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 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times or whatever it was, knocks on the door, and then bolts. This poor two-year-old toddler turns around as this woman runs back to her car, and you see the car driving off. What a lie this woman is trying to weave, saying that it was all a misunderstanding. I don't buy that for 1 second. Not for a minute.
Woods says there is an explanation. She tells us the boy's mother asked her to drop him off, claiming the boy's stepmother has a restraining order against her. Woods says she's never met that stepmother, the father, or visited their home, so she was relying on GPS directions and the boy's mother, who was on the phone with her, to get her to the correct house.
I don't even care. Wrong GPS doesn't explain why you would leave a two-year-old at night on a stranger's doorstep. Well, I guess the GPS. Okay, let's say you even believe the GPS thing. Oh, I was in the wrong house or whatever it was. It doesn't explain why you bolted back to your car and left this child alone. Alone. It was about 8:20 at night. Yeah, let's keep playing.
I followed the GPS. She put the GPS in for me. I followed the GPS. Mind you, I'm still on the phone with her. So by the time I get to the house, I say, well, I'm in the middle of nowhere. I'm just pulled up to the house. She said, okay, get out the car. Get his bed. She and go to the door. By the time I get to the door, I ring the doorbell. I still have him in my hand. I say, it's like 5 cars out here, a red car, a black car, and a white car. And it's like 2 more other cars. She said, okay, that should have let you know I was at the wrong house then, because you know your baby daddy don't drive them in the car. Okay, so I ring the doorbell. The lady walks like halfway to the door. That's when I took off running. Mm-hmm. And only reason why I started running is because it was chilly outside. And I didn't have no sweat on, as you can see on the video.
Oh, my goodness. And the kids, it's not like the kid's wearing a jacket or anything like that. You just dropped a kid off. What a crazy, crazy, crazy thing and miserable thing to do to a child. So authorities received the call, 911. Someone said, hey, someone just knocked on a door and there's a kid now here. Found an unidentified child standing alone. They bring the kid in. Child Protective Services take the kid into custody of the toddler, placed him in foster homes. I guess a foster home, and as they're trying to investigate. Does anyone believe her? When you listen to the story, when you listen to the woman that dropped this two-year-old off, is there any person that believes her? Authorities have since identified the toddler and the woman, and you just heard from the woman who was talking to KTRK, which we were playing there for you. So relying on GPS and directions, to me, doesn't explain why she would leave the child alone. And I mean, you see the car driving off and the kid's just standing there on the doorstep. She runs back to her car, hops in. It's as if she didn't even take the keys out of the ignition and then drives off. So let's say she was telling the truth and she actually was super cold and didn't want to wait by the door. Wouldn't you at least stick in the car and make sure the kid gets in? And it's not like this kid is old enough to walk up to the door himself. This poor kid doesn't know what's going on. Way too confused. It's late at night, probably long past bedtime. 8:30 for a two-year-old? Now a stranger's going to bring this kid in. She said the child's mother, who is her best friend's aunt, asked her to drop off, and you heard the story there. Wood said the mother should have known it was the wrong address because she described it to her various cars parked in the driveway. I really don't know what you can say about this mom that gave the right address, but she had the kid dropped off at the wrong house. She's probably just as confused. What are you talking about? Said, I never ran off and just left him there without even seeing if somebody came to the door. The woman was halfway to the door. At the end of the day, it really is the mother's fault. I don't buy it. You're trying to shift blame. Authorities determined that the boy's father immediately recognized the son after the surveillance video. Investigators learned the father had received a text from the child's mother, who was in the hospital at the time. The text said a friend would bring the toddler to his house on Wednesday in early afternoon. When that didn't happen, the father assumed the mother's plans had changed. Child Protective Services will decide who will have custody of the child. I don't know. That you got to be so careful with who you put your kids and who you trust your kids with. Let me guess. So let me just take a wager of what happened here. So the mom has some medical issues, out of an emergency, tries to find anyone that'll take the kid to watch. She ends up picking this woman, not realizing that she would do something as stupid as, I'm sick of the kid. I can't stand any more 30 seconds with him for someone to come to the door. I'm just going to randomly drop him off over here. Because, I got the address, and then bolt. I can't stand an extra 30 seconds till someone else can get to the door. You got to be so careful. It's not the mom's fault that she was in the hospital. It's not the dad's fault because, well, he didn't know because the kid wasn't supposed to be delivered to him. Neither of the parents. It's neither of their faults. It's this woman's fault that just abandoned this kid on the doorstep. It's just sad. Just sad all the way around. Luckily, this kid is not harmed. Luckily. Those parents got to work it out. They got to figure this out, and they got to do it quick. Coming up, I wanted to talk about this change, this proposed change that's being leaked out. It's hard to tell if this is something they're actually initiating or not, but we can still talk about it. Possibly working out how sex is defined by law, which is, I think, necessary to do. This is Overnight America, KMOX. Welcome back to Overnight America. This is so funny, all these political ads that are running. I just saw one political ad, Josh Hawley. It looked like fork in the roads, and he's in this country road, dirt roads. Yeah. You spent a lot of time on dirt roads, I'm sure, Josh Hawley. And then Claire McCaskill during the debates last week, hopping on a private plane and calling it Missouri. Well, I really know how to relate to you, country folk out in the boonies. Missouri. Then she flies over them in her private plane. Just come on. I'm just getting tired of it altogether. Tired of it all together. Let's bring Joy on. This could be fun. Hey, Joy, what's going on?
That's funny. Well, I'm just calling about the person who, or, you know,
the one quote, woman that dropped the
get off yeah. the toddler.
Yeah.
You seem so surprised about it.
I am so not surprised.
Well, I'm disgusted.
But I'm, yeah, it's terrible.
I'm disgusted with it.
Yeah.
But if you would watch the judge shows during the daytime.
You watch a lot of daytime judges.
Yo, I love them.
Yeah.
Well, I'm retired. I don't have to worry about it. But
who's the best judge?
Oh, Judge Judy.
By far. She's still the most paid person on television, is by far. All right. So what kind of things do you see on those shows?
Well, you see people that are so ignorant that they, you know, they don't care about their kids. All they care about are, you know, is themselves.
Really? That's sad.
And
does Judge Judy give him
really
a
sad.
Hard time? Does she really rip into him?
Oh, yeah, she does. And so does, you know, some of the other ones. But it's like you wouldn't be surprised because you see the kind of people that live in this world right now.
Yeah. Joy, how much do you think?
It's really sad.
How much do you think Judge Judy makes a year?
Oh, probably 75 million at least.
Wow,
she's
I'm surprised.
Better, she's better than a baseball player.
Yeah.
What the heck?
47 million a year for Judge Judy. Now,
is that what she makes?
Yeah, 47 million a year is the last we saw. That was when her contract was renewed. And yes.
I wish she'd adopt me.
You don't need to win the Powerball. You just need to win the daytime television ball. And that's what she's winning.
I'm just saying that when you watch those things, you see what kind of people are in this world right now.
Yeah.
And it's so sad. And the kids are the ones that, you know.
It is sad. The situation these kids are put into.
Oh, my gosh. They ought to find that woman. And
she needs to be prosecuted. She is up for child endangerment, which is a felony, which I think she's worthy of facing. And I don't believe her story. Oh, it's so cold. I had to run back to my car and speed off as fast as I can. That's
well, I don't understand how, you know, her mother, if she's in the hospital, why didn't she call the father so he could come and pick her up, you know, pick the baby up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know,
the mom's talking like she's at home. Who knows what's going on there? This poor.
I know. That is
it's
so
bad,
sad.
Altogether. All right, Joy. Keep watching those daytime. Is Judge Joe Brown still on?
No, because he got sick or something. I don't know. That's been too many years ago.
Bummer. I'm trying to think of the other ones that, who are the other popular
judges? Mathis.
Oh, Judge Joe Mathis?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's still on.
Okay, who else is on?
I don't watch him, but he's still on.
Well, isn't there one where there's like three of them sitting up there?
Oh, Hot Bench.
Is that any good?
Oh my gosh, it's wonderful.
It sounds like a very gimmicky, but it's good?
Oh, it's excellent because they fight about the verdict.
How many of these shows do you watch a day?
Three.
You saw three a day, so basically 3 hours a day of judge shows?
Yeah, why not?
You practically earned your law degree watching that. You could probably argue yourself out of anything, really, if you go to small claims court.
My sister and I sit there, well, you know, on Judge Judy, they said, this is the law. it's just fun to watch and, you know. But sometimes when they get stuff like that on, you just want to cringe.
Yeah, at the very least, you're a paralegal. Can't you learn that from home? I've seen those infomercials that could teach you. So maybe they just
need that. I just watch the judge shows.
Yeah, I was going to say, they just tell you to watch Judge Judy for a couple of weeks, and you're caught up, educated by it all.
No, but I mean, you know, you just see what the mentality of people, you know, is like sick.
Yeah. I knew one person that went on one of those shows. I can't remember which one it was. It's not Judge Judy. It was a female judge, and she's been around for a little while. I don't know if she's still on. But he had a dispute with... He owned a property, and he also had a paying roommate, and had a dispute with that roommate. So they took it to that television show. And he said how it works for them, at least, was that you're guaranteed to get paid by the show... And whatever money is owed to you, the show pays out, not the person. So they just want it for the entertainment value of you guys going at it. So nothing.
That's probably the People's Court with Judge Million.
That sounds about right. People's Court.
Yep.
Yeah. And then the actual defendant in it all has nothing to lose other than looking bad for losing, perhaps.
Yeah, but Judge Judy one time told somebody they wouldn't get a ride back home.
You wouldn't get a ride home.
I was like, go, girl.
I saw that one video where she had the dog get all excited, run to the other person, and she's like, that's it. Dog has spoken.
Oh, I know.
Court case over.
They'll kill me, too. But when they have these kids and they have, you know, stuff happening with kids, I could just, you know.
Yeah, heart-wrenching.
But I'm the one that said they should put fire ants in the guy who was walking around naked.
Oh, the nude guy.
You need Florida, yeah. I'm the one that said that.
Figure out
so
how you can
where
take
my
care
hair
of
it. Head is.
I have another story about a naked guy coming up later in the show, too. So.
Oh, really? I'll be awake.
All right. Thanks, Joy. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you. You have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I got another story about a nude guy. He was out swimming in Australia. You want to guess what attacked him? Oh, what a nightmare scenario. We'll do that later in the show. Not right now. I got a couple of minutes here, but let me talk about this briefly. This is New York Times put this out. The Trump administration is considering narrowly defining gender as a biological, immutable condition determined by genitalia at birth. I've talked about this on the show before, that I think that the government needs to strictly, for a legal standpoint, have a definition of sex as, you know, biological male or female, meaning that's something you're born with, DNA, right? So if you want to change your outward appearance, fine. You can do what you want. You can say that gender is an identity and you can do whatever you want with that. You're still going to have the same protections as a male or female, but for the legal standpoint of how the government operates, I think there needs to be a definition that they stand by, as opposed to something that could be fluid. And that's always going to cause problems in the law. If there's some sort of anything that's not solid to build off of, if it's fluid, then you can get in trouble. That's why when it comes to driver's licenses, when it comes to any legal documents, birth certificates, things like that, go by sex and forget about gender altogether. I think for the government standpoint, they're mixing the two together, as in sex and gender is the same. I kind of look at it as leave sex as in the scientific, biological, what you were born, period. And then if you want to use gender for identity politics, because that is how people are going to self-identify themselves, you know, you can have that. You can go and do that. That's going to be your outwardly appearance. I want to talk about that coming up too, because some people are upset about this. I just think if they were to define this properly, that it will work. And I'll explain why coming up on Overnight America, KMOX. Welcome back to Overnight America. Let's see. On a nice Sunday night, a little chilly out. New York Times put this out, and they're starting to report it on CBS. And you'll find a couple of different reports I'm sure you'll catch here. And when we get closer to midnight in St. Louis, you know, it's 11:46 here, and we're with you for the next couple of hours. And the phone lines and the text lines are open too at 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Jeffrey Schaub from KCBS points out, and I have the New York Times article in front of me, is reporting that the Trump administration would like to define gender as biological, determined by genitalia at birth. This is in hopes of rolling back policies instituted by the Obama administration that protected rights of transgendered people. KCBS reporter here. Listen to what he says in here, which I think this is part of the problem, and this is why it needs to be defined.
The administration's efforts would essentially end federal recognition of some 1.4 million Americans who recognize themselves as a gender other than the one they were born into. Matt Coles doesn't think that'll fly. He is a UC Hastings constitutional law professor.
What the Trump administration is attempting to do is just silly in a way. I mean, it turns its back on years and years of thinking about what sex means, years and years of social evolution on that.
Social evolution. So this is where it gets tricky, because if sex is something that is scientifically defined and you want to say there's social parts to it, to me, I think you got to separate. And I know some people don't like this, but you have to separate sex from gender. You have to leave sex as the biological, the scientific understanding of it, versus the social part of it, which is more the gender. And if you can separate those things, and if you want to look at the scientific definitions of things, keep the sex definitions for the legal and government classifications in how we handle the law, in the social side for the social. So if I had to look this up, I don't know what the number's up to. It keeps changing. Just doing a quick search. I mean, there are 50, 60, 70, 80 different genders that are claimed by some million plus people that say they're transgendered. Okay. There's a lot of different classifications. Now, part of this, I think, when it comes to gender, even though you have the characteristics of the sex you're born with, but gender could encompass more than that. It can encompass more characteristics. And that's why you hear gender identity, where people use it as a way to identify themselves and how they feel. And to me, I look at that and say, fine, you can live your life the way you want. That's absolutely fine. But to me, that is an outward appearance, and you're displaying that as an outward appearance, even though you feel like it's an inward appearance, but your DNA doesn't change because you're saying, you know, I'm a different sex now or different gender. It doesn't change your biological makeup. Even with surgeries, it doesn't change your biological makeup. And if you have, from a government standpoint, 70 or 80 different options to pick from, that is something that I think the government should stay out of. Stick to the biological when it comes to the legal. And then, obviously, you don't discriminate based on how someone has an outwardly appearance on a government standpoint. It makes it sound like, and let me play this again, because this is very fascinating the way that this one person points this out.
The administration's efforts would essentially end federal recognition of some 1.4 million Americans.
Federal recognition. So does the government have to, maybe this is a question, does the government have to recognize how you identify yourself, or should the government stay out of that? If you were to just look at it, because it's not like you're in the gray zone, right? You're still protected civil rights as a male or female. And ultimately speaking, if you're someone that is maybe upset about that sort of thing on a legal document, that's why you change all legal documents just to say sex, as in what the scientific definition of this is. And then you stay out of the gender politics side of it altogether. The law should stay out. The government should not be out there trying to dictate that sort of thing. And I think it would just be just standard definitions, and everyone can get along. Of course, no one's going to get along. But here's what the New York Times piece says about what's being tossed around by the Trump administration. The Department of Health and Human Services is spearheading an effort to establish a legal definition of sex under Title IX, the federal civil rights law that bans gender discrimination in education programs that receive government financial assistance, according to a memo obtained by the New York Times. Number one, it is the New York Times. Who knows how accurate that their information is that they're reporting on. So, I mean, you could take that into consideration, too. The department argued in its memo that key government agencies needed to adopt an explicit and uniform definition of gender as determined, quote, on a biological basis that is clear, grounded in science, objective, and administratable. Instead of using that word gender, and they use it interchangeably, I think you just stick to scientific definition of it with sex. Period. You go by the DNA. Sex means a person's status as male or female based on biological traits identifiable by or before birth. The department proposed in a memo, which was drafted and has been circulating since last spring. The sex listed on a person's birth certificate as originally issued shall constitute definitive proof of a person's sex unless rebutted by reliable genetic evidence. The new definition would essentially eradicate federal recognition of the estimated 1.4 million Americans who have adopted to recognize themselves, surgically or otherwise, as a gender other than the one that they were born into. And that's the part of it, the recognition. This is the part that I think is important to point out. And do you really want the government? Okay, let's just put this out there for a minute, and let's just look at the opposite side of this real quick. So, do you think the government, when it comes to recognition, will ever be able to keep up with the growing amount of how people identify themselves? And what if a person doesn't identify themselves in a category that has been established? Are you able to disenfranchise them then if the government doesn't know about it? Or there's a reason why I'm bringing this up, because there's so many different fluid variables to gender politics. It's that the way that a person feels or a way that a person identifies themselves, it's, what if it doesn't match what's on a list somewhere? What if the government says, okay, we'll do 20. We'll recognize 22 of them. Okay, there's still 50 more that you can recognize. Okay, then we'll recognize the 50 more. Okay, then we'll come up with another 50 more, whatever it is. When it comes to just government uniformity and standard, when it comes to recognizing this under the law, because the government should be dictating laws that make sure that people are protected equally. If the thing that you define and the thing that you use in the law is sex, as in we're just going to use what you are by birth, and then whatever gender you want to be, you're allowed to be. You can do anything you want with the gender, but just for the legal standpoint, we're just going to put this down this way. As long as you stay out and try not to legislate and tell someone they can't be a certain gender, and live their life with freedom that way, and the government document is listed as in biological, what's on your DNA, and then anything that's done after that is your business, that should work to me. That works. And it does. Part of this, too, let me read this part of the article from the New York Times. It says, the move would be the most significant of a series of maneuvers, large and small, to exclude the population from civil rights protections and roll back the Obama administration's more fluid recognition of gender identity. I don't see how this actually rolls back civil rights protections, because even if you are listed as a male or female by your sex, you're still covered with civil rights. Your civil rights don't end because the definition is of sex as opposed to gender. You still have civil rights. That doesn't go away. It's not like I identify with something else, thus I'm waiving my civil rights. It don't work like that. You'll always have civil rights. So if that's what the argument is, and you'll continue to have the rights, it's just the classification by the government, to me this works. It's logical and it works. It says, for the last year, the Department of Health and Human Services has privately argued that the term sex was never meant to include gender identity, that the lack of clarity allowed the Obama administration to wrongfully extend civil rights protection to people who should not have them. Director of the Office of Civil Rights at the department declined to answer questions. In one commentary piece, it was Mr. Roger Severino. Oh, we got to go to break. But Roger Severino said, the culmination of a series of unilateral and frequently lawless administration attempts to impose a new definition of what it means to be a man or woman on the entire nation. I don't know. You think I'm looking at this wrong? I'd love to hear your thoughts. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. We got a lot to get to in the show, too. And a couple of food stories coming up next hour, too. Those are always fun. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!